Well, I was talking with him about the Pope who could not speak anymore, and he told me that a time of a non-speaking Pope at the moment would be very, very sensible and so on. So it was quite an interesting view of him, and he was talking with such a deepness, I would say, in his mind and so on.
Now, can you tell us any of the incidences which occurred during that interview which stuck out in your mind?
Well, what I was really thinking about is he was sitting in the studio. It was here in the radio in the studio, and he had his hands put together, and he was only looking to his hands and talking, looking to his hands all the time. And it was incredible how he was talking in this German at the highest level without doing any without any moment where he had to think or something like that. That was really impressing. And then I can remember that he came into this radio, and it's a radio where you only use headphones, these headsets. And he let the technician put him the headphones on the head because he did not know how to do that. And he said, "Okay, I'm here. You are the boss," to the technician, and he did that.
Okay. And you had told me an incident about some music. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, in the studio where we did the interview, there was a piano, and there was another journalist with us who came from a German radio because he wanted to the cardinal to record some stuff for him. So and this I showed this piano to the cardinal and said, "Here, Your Eminence, look, here's even the sign of Pope John Paul II," because it was a present to him. And he said, "Oh yes, that's very interesting." And then this other journalist from Berlin, he began to play a little piece on the piano, and the cardinal was standing there just closing his eyes in the middle of the studio and listening to that music. And after that, he remained like 10 seconds in silence, and then he reopened his eyes and said, "Music is really a great gift of God."
Okay, and finally, people outside of Rome or even in Rome may not know this. Joseph Ratzinger would often say Mass actually once a week at the Teutonic College, the German
Yes.
college inside the Vatican walls. What kind of relationship did he have with that community? The people remarked upon that availability of him. Did he have a relationship with the German community here in Rome?
Yes, he did. Well, actually, he did this Mass every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock in the German College Church in the Vatican, and lots of pilgrims came to this Mass and so on. And afterwards, he always went into the little cemetery, which is outside the church, and was talking to everybody, taking photos with the people, giving also autographs into his books and so on. I remember that he came really to the people and asked them how they are and so on. And the other thing is, for the German parish, he came, let's say, some weeks ago to celebrate a Mass in the sacristy, because there was an old painting was restored, and he came to say the first Mass in front of it.
And finally, what would you like for the people to know about Pope Benedict XVI? That he is actually, we would say, one of the most well-known people to become pope, that his writings are very clear. Sometimes people have images of him in their head. What is the hidden Joseph Ratzinger, the hidden Pope Benedict XVI, that you would like people to know about?
I think these are two things. The first thing is, he wrote a book when he was still professor in Münster, because he was doing a lecture for listeners of all faculties about the Christian faith. And this, it was, he was a young professor, and all the auditorium was full of people. And this book is a really great introduction into the Christian faith. It's the best one I've ever read. The second thing, so that he really explains what it means to be Christians, what it means to believe in Jesus Christ and the redemption. So, and the second thing I would say is that he comes from a very humble family. His father was like an officer, and he knows what it means to live in simple and poor conditions, I would say.